Your attention, please. The Walt Disney World Railroad, now boarding for a scenic trip around the Magic Kingdom. Board!
Well, Brad, I hope you're not sick of talking about the Skyliners, because now we have some actual, real information, instead of just talking about a bunch of rumors and hopes and dreams that we have.
So I'm not tired of talking about them by any stretch. I'm just really upset with myself because, you know, I got that really fun Mini Evan moniker going for me, and we don't have any more Mini Evan news. And I didn't come up with anything great for the Skyliner, so I'm stuck just calling it the Skyliner.
Those Mini Evans are just working like clockwork.
Yeah, exactly. They're just doing their job, and nothing new is happening with them. So I don't have...
They're not especially interesting
anymore. Yeah, I don't have more excuses to just grate on your nerves with that. Oh, man. Skyliner. I don't know. I'm going to keep working on it. I'll keep workshopping it. But in the meantime, I guess we can just talk about the news related to that.
So we finally got a look at the interior of them, you know, for what seems like years now. They've been testing them wrapped in plastic.
It's probably actually been about a month. But yes,
yeah, maybe.
It feels like a year. It's a year in Disney news time, right?
And I just want to ride them so bad. But yes, we have gotten a look at the inside of the Skyliner now. So one thing that we had talked about that I find interesting is we talked about the cooling method they were using and how, you know, for a while it was rumored that it was going to be some sort of like fan that just circulated air top to bottom. And then, you know, we said, you know, that's not it. It's just going to be this passive kind of duct type thing. But now it looks like it's louvers and mesh, and all of the air circulation comes from the actual movement of the Skyliner. So you'll get quite a bit of circulation because these things go 11 miles an hour. So you'll have a nice little 11 mile an hour breeze during your trip. But I've just found it interesting that this is so much different than what the original rumor for the cooling was. But I think this probably combined with, they said they have reflective windows to kind of keep direct sunlight out. But those two things bundled together will make a pretty comfortable ride.
So I wonder, because inevitably there are some rumors that come from things that are being discussed within Disney. And then there are some rumors that start because people are like, well, Disney would never be crazy enough to make people ride in something that wasn't actively having air movement in it in Florida in the summer. And I honestly feel like the fan rumor was more of just, surely Disney wouldn't than the because they're actually talking about it. So, and now it could definitely have something to do with they were actually discussing a active instead of passive system for cooling. I continue to trust that Disney is well aware of how hot it gets in Florida and wouldn't put a system in place that couldn't handle that. But it still seems kind of crazy that these things are going to be passively cooled. More interesting to me, though, than seeing that, yes, it is definitely just windows and mesh at the bottom, was essentially Disney said, people are going to need a place to sit in these things. I found this really good deal on park benches.
Yeah.
So let's just bolt the... Is that not exactly what it looks like? It looks like they just took some park benches,
yep,
bolted them into these gondolas and said, done.
To me, they look like, yeah, a park bench, but the material in these images, the material looks like it's plastic, like a some sort of plastic wood grain.
It does say wooden benches. The Orlando Sentinel article that will be linked in the show
does
say wooden benches. So
I missed that.
So they're just, they're heavily lacquered, I would imagine.
I guess so, for all the sweaty butts that are going to be sitting on them.
But actually, it's not an unwise system, because
you wouldn't
want like a butt, like the bus seats, right? Because there's not enough ventilation going on there, and especially something that's going to be passively cooled, you don't want anything touching you more than it has to be. But yeah, it's park benches. They strap some park benches in here.
Speaking of seating, brings me to the most shocking thing that I saw in this here article. Up to 10 passengers.
Yeah, wasn't that supposed to be... I thought it was supposed to be 8.
It was 6 to 8 last time we were talking about it, but up to 10.
Well, okay, whoa, okay, wow. Okay. But here's the thing. Here's the thing, Jeremy. As much as you and I love Disney, and we're cray about Disney, right? Ostensibly, Disney is designed for what?
Profits.
Well, what age human?
Kids.
Okay, so 10 kids, I feel like could probably fit on this bench.
Yes.
So if mom and dad want to throw all 10 kids into, and you know what? You know what? After... And,
wow, what a great idea you just had, Brad.
And admittedly, I have a 7-month-old child, so I don't exactly have experience from which to speak. But even with a 7-month-old child, I'm like, I can see the benefit to throwing all the kids in one gondola and you just taking a separate gondola. It's all going to the same place. You can keep an eye on them. Kids definitely can't get in trouble on a ride from point A to point B at all, right? Everybody to the left, everybody to the right.
I cringe at the thought of them trying to jam 10 adults into one of these things, because then your passive cooling method is just not going to make a dent in the amount of body heat
well,
in this Skyliner.
More importantly than just the body heat is passive cooling, and now I am not a coolologist, but as I understand it, requires... the air to move through the cabin, correct? Is that is that the way? So if there is nothing but human meat in the entirety of the cabin,
gross.
There's nowhere for the wind to go. You know, it just buffets across the front and that's it. That's it.
If you're damming up the two windows in the thing, then what are you going to do?
So, hey, missing the mouse pro tip. If you're going to get in the gondola, and you're there early on, as it very possibly I will be, try to get on the side that is going to be facing the wind. So at least you'll get that little bit of a breeze that hits you before it dies.
I guess
so.
Be on the windward side of that thing.
Exactly.
Another piece of news that they released that makes me a little less worried about, you know, riding on these is we have official times of travel between all of the different stops on the Skyliner line. I am going to say monorail line so many times talking about this, and it's just because before these Skyliners, the monorail was the only non-bus mode of travel, so forgive me if I correct myself
sky buses.
100 million times. Yeah.
Sky buses. I like it. That's what we're going with. Sky bus. Okay, so not Skyliner, so sky bus. Yeah.
Are you still at Pop?
No, I was never at
Pop. You said you wanted to be at Pop. That's right.
Yeah.
So, if you get your wish, and you do get to be at Pop, you will be at one of the Skyliner stations, basically the Hourglass Lake end of the line area.
Right.
And so they have announced, or they have published approximate travel times. And again, we talked about this before, and I said, please look at the picture in the show notes if you can, because this is all going to sound a little bit like gobbledygook to you if you aren't. But basically, going from Pop Century to Disney's Hollywood Studios, and I'm skipping some stops in these initial numbers.
Let's get the numbers, and then we can talk about all the minutia of it. Because we're not going to just like read down this whole thing and talk about it. Let's just talk about what we're actually thinking about.
So Pop Century to Disney's Hollywood Studios is basically one stop between, and it's going to be about... it looks like about 11 to 12 minutes, which is great. I think that's a perfectly reasonable amount of time to be in the air and constantly moving, you know. And then Pop to Epcot looks like it's going to be about 20 to 21 minutes. And that takes you to the International Gateway entrance of Epcot. So... basically, that would be the longest ride. That's the basic Pop Century's at the end of the line at one side, Epcot's at the end of the line at the other side. So you can't get farther than Epcot to pop. And that's only 20 minutes long, approximately. I think that's pretty good.
Well, so actually, the longest ride is going to be Hollywood Studios to Epcot, because that one clocks in at about 22, 23 minutes. Because those two... So
oh, Pop, that's true.
Pop is the shortest line. Hollywood Studios is just about the same size as Pop, just a little bit longer. And then, of course, the Epcot line is the longest of the lines, again, using Caribbean Beach as the hub, as
yeah,
it were.
And Epcot makes a turn, too. So Epcot actually has two legs, and then you hit Riviera, and then a third leg to get to Caribbean Beach.
Right, but the way they put these numbers out, it sounds like... So the way that I read them, and I assume that you're on board with this, is... You're going to have to stop at Caribbean Beach. And
yes.
Because everything says from Caribbean Beach to here, from Caribbean Beach to here. Like, even the Epcot is Caribbean Beach to Epcot, or Riviera to Epcot,
right,
which is listed separately. But it's not like it's Caribbean Beach to Riviera, Riviera to Epcot.
Right. Yeah. Caribbean Beach is going to be the TTC it's going to be the
Sky
TTC
bus.
Of the Skyliner bus liner. Area where that's going to be the main hub. And so, yeah, presumably if you're going Pop to anywhere or Hollywood Studios to anywhere, you're going to have to get off at Caribbean Beach and switch lines. And you know, just get on a different Skyliner line. But it does seem like, since they've offered times from Caribbean Beach to Epcot and from Riviera to Epcot, that you don't have to get off at Riviera if you don't need to, which I don't know if means like the Riviera Resort will not be completed by the time the Skyliner opens. And so that 15 minutes is, while it's not open, obviously they're not going to have you stop and get off the Skyliner at a non-functioning hotel.
Okay. So we're going to go ahead and have you exit the Skyliner here.
Right.
Here's your hard hat. Here's your safety vest. Here's the list of OSHA requirements. Can you go ahead and sign here, here, and here? Okay, now walk over. Okay, now jump back on the Skyliner, because it's nothing to see here.
Give us the hat and the vest.
Sir, I need that safety. Sir!
Right. So I don't know if eventually you'll have to get off at Riviera, but I don't know. I wouldn't imagine, because that's a DVC property.
Nah, you're not getting off there.
I can't imagine they're going to make you get off at a DVC property. Make everyone, for the, you know, 1% of people who are actual DVC members.
Yeah, again, I think we discussed when we were talking about the rumors outside of this that it's very plausible that you would just, you know, they'd be latching on additional cars from Riviera or sending empty cars from Caribbean Beach. Something like that is what they're going to be.
Yeah.
Be doing for that. I entirely think, again, you know, it's been confirmed that the cars can separate from the line and be reattached to slow them down as needed. So yeah, that's, I think that's simple. But the one thing that the times don't tell me, what is the wait time when I get to Caribbean? So I jump on at Pop Century, right? Mm-hmm. There's ostensibly some wait time at Pop Century, especially if it's, you know, first thing in the morning. We've all been, well, if you've stayed on property, you've seen the bus lines, mm-hmm. To jump on the buses. So there's going to be some line there. Then when I get to
not
Caribbean,
near as bad though,
in theory. And then when I get to Caribbean Beach, I'm going to be joining up with all of the people from Caribbean Beach that are also going to be wanting to go to Epcot, and we're all going to be in line. So I'm not saying, oh my gosh, this is going to be horrible or anything like that, but I do wonder what kind of lines we're going to see for that part. You know, essentially, what is that TTC stop going to look like?
It's hard to guess, because you're going to have a line of cars moving, you know, at not, they won't be moving at 11 miles an hour while
please make that a thing, Disney. Like, can that just be an option? Can that be an option? You can get a car if you can catch a car.
we'll let you go all the way to Epcot if you can catch this thing going 11 miles an hour. It'll be, you know, like loading.
Yes, everyone. I do realize that 11 miles is doable. You don't know me. you might think 11 miles per hour is doable. I'm not so sure about me. And you've got to take into account the runway distance and all these other. Yeah. So anyway,
it's like loading in on Haunted Mansion or Spaceship Earth. You know, you're going to have this constant line of moving vehicles, and it's not going to be as bad as a bus, and it's probably not going to be as bad as monorails, because you have these vehicles that are constantly moving instead of a whole bunch of people queuing up and waiting for one large capacity vehicle. You have many, many, many constantly, you know, churning small capacity vehicles. So I think the wait isn't going to be as bad as it can get in the mornings for the buses, but you'll probably have to wait. But I've had to wait for one bus, you know, in the morning. One bus is filled and I'm still sitting there waiting for the next one to show up.
Oh, I've seen it. I've waited for one bus fills up, a second bus pulls up behind it, they fill that one up, and then they both leave, and I am still waiting there, because, yeah.
That stinks, man. Yeah, that's a bad look.
Yeah, yeah, and don't get me wrong, Disney has been doing a lot to try to help with that, but, you know, it's, that kind of stuff still happens, so yes, bus, I'm not saying that it's going to be, you know, as crazy as what bus waits can get, I want to see what those wait times are. Now, to quickly jump back to the interiors being shown, there was one thing that I didn't realize about these things, and that is that side window goes to the floor. Like, there is not, you know, I kind of anticipate the old school Skyliner thing where, you know, it's like the top area is all glass so you can see out there. And everything below it is solid, but on the sides, you know, opposite the door, essentially, that's window all the way down. Yeah. And I'm not sure if I'm a fan of that, because it says it goes from 15 feet up to 60 feet. Brad has a very intense fear of heights. And at 60 feet, I'd like to know that if I really need to, I can hit the floor and pretend like I'm not 60 feet up in the air. And if the window goes all the way to the floor, that's really going to affect my ability to pretend like I'm not 60 feet up in the air. So
yeah, I guess I saw in the image, I saw that belt line with the Skyliner logo on it, and my brain just said, well, that's the line, you know, and I didn't really fully understand or fully articulate that there is window under that. And also, you can kind of tell in some of these photos that the label on the door looks like it's maybe see-through, like it's what do you call that when there's like micro perforated almost?
Right. Essentially, what's going to be on the front and back windows is also going to be on the door, because
so you can still see out of because the door windows go floor to ceiling too.
Right.
And so you could still see out of those, perhaps just a little bit more hindered by some graphic.
Yeah, and you know what? I just realized though. Yeah, hitting the floor is completely out of it for me, because not only will I be able to see outside, but that mesh is going to give me more of the outdoor feel to everything. So, yeah, then I can't even remind myself that at least I am completely surrounded by this. Oh, gosh, dude.
Well, and you'll have 20 pairs of feet.
No. Hey.
You're going to have to get around.
Hey, buddy.
18.
Buddy. No,
18.
Yes, 18.
Your feet won't be counted.
Exactly. So be fair. Yeah. Might need to go speak with my physician about
Dramamine.
Not Dramamine. I mean, I'm talking something anti-anxiety at this point, because yeah, like I am going to ride. I am going to ride this vehicle, and I'm going to ride every line that this vehicle travels on, whether or not I am staying at a resort that is serviced by it, because I want to ride it that badly. But I'm kind of scared of what's going to happen to me while I'm riding this vehicle. So
see, I don't have a fear of heights. I get vertigo. And so I'm wondering, you know, as the ground disappears or gets closer, how that will affect me. Okay. Man, we should have talked about this first, because it's kind of a bummer. But Disney announced that the Hollywood Studios version of Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway is delayed until spring of 2020. which means that it will not be open when both of us are there, and also means that I probably won't get to experience Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway until date TBD, because I don't know when the next time I'm going to get to go back to Disney is. But I was really looking forward to seeing this, you know, really special, cool 2.5D attraction they were working on.
Yeah, I'm not super pumped on this whole delay thing.
Yeah.
Because what? It was originally supposed to be the end of this year, right?
It was supposed to be fall 2019.
Yeah, which is also when the Skyliner opens up, and I'm traveling like right at the front of fall, so I'm really hoping that I don't miss the Skyliner. Speaking of, they said August, what, employees will begin riding, and they're not willing to commit to anything more than fall for that. So,
which I think fall ends December 20th, so, or December 15th or something. So fall goes well into December.
Yeah, you got a pretty good chance. But yeah, so this was originally going to be fall, and now suddenly gets pushed. I feel this has got to, well, no, it doesn't have to be. I shouldn't say it's got to be. I strongly suspect that this is Star Wars related, because we saw what is the name of that attraction? The one that got delayed,
or Rise of the Resistance.
Sorry, I shouldn't say delayed. I guess they never actually told us it was going to be open on that date. But yes, Rise of the Resistance. So Roar got delayed, so RAR gets more delayed is what I'm hearing. But assuming is that those two things are related.
This feels like an issue with, there are only so many people in Florida who are licensed to do what we need them to do, and we have hired every single one of them, and they're all working for us now, and there is no construction anywhere else in the state, and still we can't get all this done in time. Because I would imagine that the number of construction workers who are currently being contracted by Disney is astronomical, working on all the Star Wars stuff.
Well, and I feel like it's also probably has something to do with, you know, not just, I wonder if it's not just construction related, but also like the people maybe that aren't even, like maybe you can get enough construction people, but maybe the Imagineers that need to be involved on programming this have been reassigned to fixing whatever is going wrong with Rise of the Resistance right now.
Maybe.
So yeah, I don't know. Something's going on. It does stink that now I knew it was a long shot that I'd get to do Runaway Railway anyway. Railroad, Railway, Mickey's Choo Choo, Choo Choo Go Bye Bye. I'm not gonna get
Mickey's Choo Choo Zoom Zoom.
Yes. Choo Choo. I knew it was a long shot that I was gonna get to ride Choo Choo Zoom Zoom as it was, but now I know that I definitely won't. And
To end on a positive note though. Well, to end on a positive note
rename this thing Choo Choo Zoom Zoom. That's a positive note right there, buddy.
This will be positive for the people of Southern California. Not very positive for Brad's wishes to have different experiences at different Disney parks.
Yeah, that's a thing.
Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway is coming to Disneyland, and it will be an expansion to Toontown in 2022. So 2 years after it opens in Walt Disney World, it will be opening in Disneyland.
Which again,
a further homogenization of the American parks.
Yeah, I'm not against, you know, being able to experience these things. I just, man. And here's the, I guess probably it's a lot cheaper to do that because you've already done all of the R&D to create this attraction and everything. I just want more experiences. I want more things that I can do, and I feel like you're cutting your available area in half when you say we're going to do this over here and now we're going to do it over there too. We're going to do this over here. It could even be I'm not going to get into a long rant here, but it could even be like Runaway Railway The Adventure Continues, or Runaway Railway Through California,
Yeah.
And with some changes, not changes that involve, you know, I don't know, like cutting the elevator shafts down and you know, some of those sort of changes not so great. But yeah, they could make some changes to make it unique, and I would be more behind that. And here's the thing, maybe they will. That's what I'm going to choose. I'm going to choose to believe that maybe they will, Jeremy. So in 2022, the slightly different version in California.
I think that'll do it for this episode. You can follow us on Twitter at MTM Podcast. You can like us on Facebook at facebook.com/MTM Podcast. And you can visit us on the web at missingthemouse.co. We'll be back next week with a brand new episode. And until then, have a magical day.